Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic in Centurion. There's been an accident on the N1 South near the Buerta Avenue exit, and also some road closures due to flooding, including John Forster Drive, Robbie Street at the Hennops River, as well as N Street at the Hennops River.
The case against a police officer who is being accused of the murder of his wife has been postponed to next week for bail application. Sergeant Ngudumane Mahlalela appeared in the Pretoria Magistrates Court in Soweto today. He allegedly shot his wife, also a police officer, on Valentine's Day last week. He accused her of infidelity. Moving abroad, a 30-year-old Hong Kong political party that used to lead the city's pro-democracy camp before China cracked down on dissent will start preparations to wind down. The news was shared by the leader of this party earlier today. The party no longer holds any seats in the legislature after Hong Kong revamped its electoral system in 2021 to ensure that only patriots can take office. The full story is on jackrandfm.com. We say abroad, Aubrey Grobler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria has the latest and starts in Europe.
German automaker Mercedes-Benz surprised analysts today by announcing a stronger focus on petrol and diesel models over electrical vehicles in its new product lineup. The move aims to revive margins as the company braces for a sharp earnings decline in 2025. The stock closed 1% lower.
Although European markets had a good day, the USA didn't really share this joy.
In the US, markets opened weaker, with the S&P 500 down by 0.5%. Walmart is currently under pressure, trading 5.6% lower as its sales and profit forecasts for the next financial year disappointed investors, despite reporting better than expected quarterly results today.
A dollar at this stage trading around 18 Rand 35, euro 19 Rand 21, and a pound 23 Rand 19. Gold trading at $2,942.48 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil sitting at $76.53 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fisher. More news at 7.
We start off with some cricket news. Well, there's been a result in that match, the second match of the ICC Champions Trophy between Bangladesh and India, with India winning that one by 6 wickets with only 21 balls remaining. Bangladesh were bowled out for 228 and India got to 231 for 4 in 46.5 overs, with Shubman Gill being the player of the match. He scored 101 not out of 129 deliveries. Staying with the Champions Trophy, host Pakistan have suffered a serious blow. Opener Fakhar Zaman has been ruled out of the trophy and he's injured himself ahead of their crunch clash against arch rivals India. The 34-year-old's place has been taken by Inam ul Haq in the squad. Zaman tweaked the chest muscle while fielding at the start of Pakistan's game against New Zealand yesterday. And with a place in the Europa League's last 16 up for grabs, Roma take on Porto at the Stadio Olimpico for the second leg of their knockout playoff. The Italian side held their Portuguese counterparts to a draw in last week's opener, but still have it all to do this time around. Other matches happening in the Europa League see Galatasaray taking on AZ Alkmaar, Ajax Amsterdam face a Union Saint-Gilloise, and Anderlecht face Fenerbahce in some of the big games. And Andrei Rublev, well, he converted his 8th match point, and this was against second seed Alex de Minaur, and he sealed a semi-final spot at the Qatar Open earlier today. The Russian, who was a Qatar winner in 2020, had to dig deep to beat the Australian in 3 sets. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay for